Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Katie and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
MAGA Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? Would you say, I am definitely going to vote? I am very likely going to vote. Okay.
I am going to vote.
Okay,
with
thank
my
you.
ID.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 74.
Okay, thank you. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I think DeSantis tried to stop it as much as he can. So I think we're going in the right directions.
Okay, thank you.
One of the few states.
Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Would you say public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment?
All of them.
Okay.
I don't have a specific. They're all very important for the United States.
Okay, thank you. And to choose one of them, which one would you say that is the most important to you and your family? We also have economic issues like taxes and government spending, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, or political issues like replacing...
It's very difficult. They're all very important. That is not one that is really standing out on me, because I don't want any of those that the left wants. It is against my religion.
Okay, thank you.
I came to this country the right way 56 years ago. I didn't cross the border. That is important. The taxes are important. The economic is important. Everything is very important.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Keith Farner, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Depends if I have to see his bio and research. And before that, they always sent for the primary things that they do. So that's what I want to look at it. I want to research the names first. I don't know them, okay? There's only a few people that I know, but I have to research, so I'm not giving any information about anybody who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, would you say...
I will vote definitely Republican, and that's what there is to it.
Okay, thank you. Would you say no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. And what about Ron DeSantis?
Is he for re-election this time?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I think he was for re-election before, 2 years ago.
Okay. But in terms of his name, would you say that it would be very favorable somewhat?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. Thank you. What about Nan Kov?
What? What about one Nan Kov? What?
Mm-hmm. Would you say he's would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable,
what?
No opinion?
I mean, what is the question?
If you would, if you could indicate, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, what would you say about Nanka in regards to your opinion?
About whom?
Nankov, or you never heard of?
I don't think you pronounced that name right.
Okay, thank you.
No opinion.
Okay, and Anthony Sabatini?
No opinion.
Okay. Carrie Baker?
No opinion.
Okay. Mike Levine?
No opinion.
Okay. David Jordan?
No opinion.
Okay. Adi Owens?
All of them, no opinion. The only one that I know is DeSantis and Rubio. The rest of them I don't know, so there is no opinion. I love them. I have to research them before I vote for them.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
100%.
Okay. Would you say very favorable?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Mark Jordan?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Debbie Owens?
No. I said no opinion because I don't have the information about him yet.
Okay, so you would say no opinion?
There is no opinion. The
okay.
Only three opinions I would have, DeSantis, Trump, and Rubio. That's the only ones that I know. And they're all favorable. The rest of them, no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. Let's see. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? I have the same names, Eddie Owens, Keith Farner, Nan Kov, and Mike Levine.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Quite worse. Very much worse.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies. And then we don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say bipartisanship is a good thing? When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which one would you say?
No. The left never going to go that way. They always want to cheat us. No way.
Okay, thank you.
Get rid of all of them.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Would you say, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November, or While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president, or Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along, he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. A current property appraiser, Terry Baker, qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker.
No. The first one. Absolutely the first one.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, so a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government, would you say you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote?
If a candidate is what? Doing what?
If a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Buy a seat?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he's supposed to be elected. So how can he buy the seat?
If a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign, would you say that you would be much more likely to vote for a candidate doing that? Somewhat more likely? Less likely?
Well, let me put it this way. I understand that Trump also spent his money on the 2016 election.
Okay.
Yes, later on, he was the number one, and then the GOP kicked in. But at the very beginning, Trump put out his own money for advertising and traveling. So is that bankrolling? I would say yes, right?
Okay. So you would say much more likely or somewhat more likely? Or no difference?
I would say no difference. Are there people going to give him the money or he's going to put up his own money to run?
Okay, thank you. Now, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instant was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent, would you say you will be much more likely, somewhat more likely?
No. And read that again. I didn't understand what you were saying. Read that again.
Okay, yes. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance.
Oh, lien? What? Lien?
Uh-huh. Has a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance.
Who has a lien on the home?
Mm-hmm.
Or lien?
A lien. Uh-huh.
Lien.
On their home.
Lien.
Yes.
That somebody could take it away from you. Lien, it's you owe the money to somebody else, right?
Yes. And they have that place on their home, and in a separate instance, was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Okay.
Would
so
you
what
say
is
you
the question?
Uh-huh. Would you say that you would be much more likely to vote for a candidate with this?
No.
Somewhat more likely?
No. No.
Okay.
I
so
would
that
not
would be
at all. If he's got a lien on the house, he must be crooked anyway. He's doing something wrong.
Okay. So that would be then much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely not.
Okay. Thank you. Now, a candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. Would you
no.
say?
No.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
That's just stupid. It's either yes or no. Not likely or not likely.
Okay.
I mean, that's a stupid answer. I would not vote for anybody who doesn't, go with Trump or DeSantis.
Okay. Thank
because
you.
They're just.
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress?
A candidate who supports term limits, yes.
Okay, thank you. A candidate
because
who
there
will...
Should be, there should be a limit. They should not make it a career in Congress or Senate.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Because he's not.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants?
No.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
Yes.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level?
A person who seeks power at the government level to return for me at the local level? Doesn't make sense, that question.
Let me read it back. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level, so I can return power to you at the local level.
Return power to me at the local level. That is a crazy question. I suppose so.
Okay, would you say somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or no difference?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars.
Yes. No.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for. Okay.
No.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
No.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has served on the UST City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
Well, I have to know the candidate. I don't know who used to work for Eustis.
Okay.
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would you say very liberal?
I am a very conservative. I am an extra, super MAGA conservative.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of a formal education you have completed?
Associate.
Okay, let's see. I have a couple of options. I have less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, a college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, or college graduate.
That's what I'm saying. I said associate.
Okay, with a 2-year degree or 4-year degree?
Well, associate is 2-year degree.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Okay, would you say strongly pro-life or somewhat?
Strongly pro-life.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time and your participation.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Well, have a nice evening.
So when is it going to, if the election starts on the 20th, but you say August 20th, right? So yes. What kind of, is not? Is that the primary?
I believe so. I don't have information about that, but I will definitely send this information to the proper departments, and they can actually check on that for you.
Because they usually open up a week before for early voting, right? So do they do in the primary like that too?
We will have to check on that and let you know about it.
Well, I could just I could go and find out by the Fox News, I guess. I don't watch Fox very much, but I guess I could watch the local Fox.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.